As 2025 comes to a close, we're taking a look back at some of the top local news stories that made headlines this year. Today, we look back at January and February. The year got off to a cold and snowy start. If you remember, a major snowstorm hit the area on January 5th, resulting in a record 15 inches of snow for Manhattan, with 17.5 inches recorded in Wamego, 16 inches in Junction City, and 18 inches south of St. George, according to the National Weather Service. For many locations in northeast Kansas, it was a record-setting blizzard, the likes of which hadn't been seen in over a century, according to K-State meteorologist Chip Redmond.
The last time we had 13 inches or more, we have to go all the way back to 1915. And then before that, 1900. And then before that, 1889. So those are our top three snow events before this one for one-day snow events.
That snowstorm resulted in an extended holiday break for most area school children and saw Manhattan-Ogden schools implement for the first time a two-hour delay. Superintendent Eric Reed at the January 8th school board meeting spoke about the challenges the district faced at the time.
What we decided to do is try to go back tomorrow and start our two-hour delay. This is the first time we've tried a two-hour delay since I've been here, and I know it's, I don't know if any of these students that have been in our schools right now have ever experienced that.
January also saw a major transition for the Pottawatomie County Commission, which expanded from 3 seats to 5 after residents in 2022 had voted to expand the board. Former KMAN reporter A.J. Shaw reported on the day the new commission took their seats for the first time back on January 13th.
Set to join the new commission will be Merle Page and Bill Drew, who replace Pat Weixman and Greg Riott. Weixman decided not to run for another term while Riott was defeated in last August primary by Drew. Also joining the expanded commission is Gary Yenzer, who previously served on the commission from 2011 to 2015, who will represent the new 4th District, and Terry Force, who will represent the 5th District. Dee McKee remains on the commission as she was not up for election last November. She is now the longest tenured member of the county commission.
Meanwhile, across the river, Riley County commissioners approved over $1.2 million of capital improvement plans from a range of departments, including parks, museums, health, and public works. Some of the money was also used for emergency replacement of a truck for the county's noxious weed department. Tensions were high at the January 22nd Manhattan City Commission meeting following a unanimous vote to allow a developer to change the Midtown project from an office building to a hotel with a parking garage in Aggieville. Here once again is A.J. Shaw.
City commissioners unanimously approved a second amendment to the original Midtown Development Agreement, along with authorizing $20 million in industrial revenue bonds. The new amendment approves a 105-room Hilton Hampton Inn with a 100-stall parking garage. Commissioner John Mata was unfavorable to the idea of trying to negotiate with Back 9 developer T.J. Vilkanskis in order to get the property back and felt it was unwise to continue on without a new agreement while Aggieville businesses are struggling.
I think we entered into a contract, but we also went into it with open eyes from both sides. There's always a risk when you do things, and things change. I think now we have to regroup and decide what's the best way forward. But we have an opportunity now. We have the investment now. We've got to be able to coordinate between the contractor, and we can give some hope to the businesses in Aggieville.
Commissioner Peter Opeld agreed that the proposal isn't what he and others initially wanted, but it will quickly provide financial relief to the area.
Is that wise for us to delay the timing of this and then have to put up some other financial incentive for something different to be built? So it's not an easy answer. Like you said, you know, we got to make the most responsible decision.
Coming up a little later on, we'll take a look at some of the top news stories from the month of February as our news year in review continues. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.